Here is a record of the first American attack ever made on Italian soil in the long history of war. The date, December 4th, 1942. The target, Naples. The crew of the Daisy May goes aboard, fully prepared with maps, weather reports, and knowledge of danger spots to be encountered. More than a score of United States liberators warm up for the takeoff from a field somewhere in North Africa. Of the squadron is almost due north, over barren stretches of desert, then on out over the calm blue waters of the Mediterranean Sea. The mission has great importance in the strategy of European warfare. Italy's heavy industries, feeling the force of RAF bombings in the north, have been moved to Naples for safety. The huge four-motored bombers spread across the sky over the Mediterranean. Several of the planes are veterans of other successful raids. For every enemy plane destroyed, a star is stenciled on the fuselage of the bomber. A ship is painted on for every enemy boat sunk. As dusk comes, the squadron approaches Naples. Pilots climb up to high altitudes, beyond the reach of anti-aircraft guns. Gunners are on the alert at all times. From the tremendous height, the bombing is accurate and intensive. Oil refineries are smashed, sending up clouds of black and gray smoke. 100,000 pounds of explosives were dropped, sinking one cruiser, badly crippling one warship and another cruiser. The waterfront, harbor railway installations, and munitions dumps were left shrouded in smoke and flames. The raid on Naples, from which all American bombers returned, was brief, violent,